Hi, I'm Kaylin, and this is Mr. B's Pot of the Week. So let's start with our weekly outlook. In math, we are having our quiz on multiplying and dividing decimals Friday. ELA, we are continuing to write our personal narratives, which are going to be next Wednesday. Science, we started our new unit on plate motion, which is talking about how the plates moved on the surface of Earth. And in history, we started our ancient China unit, which is learning about different dynasties that make up the country, as well as the history of Chinese culture. So let's go on to some teacher concerns. So Mr. Butterworth has made this very clear that our class struggles in hallway expectations and what it looks like to walk in the hallway and the cafeteria. So we just need to make sure we're following hallway expectations as well as cafeteria expectations. And then Mr. Butterworth is very pleased with us because we all had a very smooth transition back from Christmas break, and I'm sure all of our teachers are very pleased too. So some important dates. Well, so we did have a snow day, and our first snow day makeup is on President's Day, and we will be having a Valentine's Day party as a whole sixth grade in the gym February 14th. And then the sixth grade band recital is Thursday, January 17th at 6 p.m., at the pack, so go support them because go band, like they're awesome at that. So the end of quarter is next Friday, the 18th. So make sure you get all of your late and missing work turned in. And then the PDO meeting is Monday, the 14th, in the Horizon Library. Okay, so Hannah is here with me today, and we're gonna be just talking about some things that, we're just gonna be talking.
Yes.
So, Hannah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
It's just a normal school day.
So just a normal school day, you know? Awesome. So, is there anything that you're really excited about for middle school?
Well, I'm excited about lockers. I know we kind of have, like, little lockers here, but, like, not really.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, But, like, the freedom that we have, because we get to walk to our own class and not have, like, a straight line and stuff.
Yes,
so
of course.
I'm excited about that.
I'm really excited about that, too. So, is there any concerns that you have about middle school?
Yes. Well, I'm scared because we have, like, a time limit to get to class.
Yeah, of course.
And we're also going to be new to lockers, because most 7th graders would be like, oh, I've got this.
Like, experience. I've got this code done.
Yeah, we...
We just have no experience with that.
No experience at all.
And I know, like, I'm concerned about the amount of homework that we get. Because as 6th graders, we should be getting a lot more homework, and we don't get, like, near as much. So I'm just really scared about the height, like, the difference amount of homework that we get. So
it's going to be really new. Because, like, we're usually used to a lot of homework, and then this year we didn't get any.
Yeah, this year we didn't get a lot of homework.
And then next year we're going to get a bunch.
Yeah, of course.
Scary.
So... elementary school, is there anything that you like about being a sixth grader in an elementary school?
Well, the little kids are so cute.
Yes.
And
okay.
We get to help them. This is like a whole thing.
Yeah.
We get to help
whole
them.
Whole deal. Whole dealio.
We get to help them. And then, like, during assemblies, like, they look up to us.
Yeah.
And, that's also kind of scary, though, because if we make one wrong move...
Of course, yeah. So I know at the end of the day, my class actually helps kindergartners, and it's like we formed a bond with these, like, little kids. It's basically like a brother-sister bond.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool because, again, it's like we're those big kids in the building, so they're like, oh, big kid? Ooh, I better, ooh,
it's
straight
scary.
Line. Our hands behind my back, bubble in my mouth.
Yeah, it's funny that they get scared of us.
Yeah, because I feel like they think that since they're so little and we're so big, like, well, they think we're big.
Yeah.
They think we're really big kids. So I think it's funny that they get scared of us because, honestly, there's nothing really to get scared of. Like, honestly, sometimes I kind of get scared of them because you don't know what they're going
to
do.
You don't. It's really stressful having to take care of them.
Yeah.
During assemblies and stuff, and you have to be, like, a teacher almost for them.
So that's, like, that's also stressful.
Yeah.
Just having to, like, be that role model that they need.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's, I like how excited they get when they see
us.
Because they get really excited, and I'm like,
it's like,
makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Because if I was a kindergartner, I would get scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah. I would be like, oh, sixth grader? No.
No. Like, I don't know if it's, like, a mental thing. Yeah. Like, I think it's more because of the height difference.
Yeah, the height difference. They're like, looking up to us, like, literally.
Like, up at the sky, almost.
I feel like sometimes they think we're, like, towering over them, and that's what, like, scares them.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why when, like, I help my kindergartner, I, like, walk next to her. I don't walk in front of her or on top of her or, like, whatever.
On top of her.
Yeah. Like, literally sometimes I feel like, even though I'm pretty short, sometimes I feel like I'm towering over her.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's also that's really something you have to kind of watch out for.
It's also scary because they're so little that mm-hmm. you can't, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you can't, like, tug them when you're walking with them or
yeah.
anything.
Like, if they're just, like, walking, like, as slow as a turtle, you can't just be like, come on, and, like, kind of
yeah, you have to
tug
be really
their arm a little bit.
Because they're still very fragile and sensitive.
Yes, they are. So, I think that's going to wrap up our student interview of today. Thank you, Hannah, for joining me.
Of course.
I love talking to you, and just continue to do great things. Okay, so let's move on to our class awards. So Mr. Butterworth has this little thing that he does in our classroom. And every week he picks a student that's always doing great things, being responsible, respectful, following expectations, and just being a great student. So he has this little trophy for us. And if you win that trophy, you get lunch in the classroom every day. And you get Frozen Friday on ice cream, which he provides. And we get to, like, pick any chair in the room we want to sit in. So that's really cool. And the winner of this week's award is Lillian. Good job, Lillian. So Lillian's actually a somewhat new student in our classroom. And she's just, like, made everyone so happy. And she's so positive all the time. And it's such, like, a refreshment because she is just so positive and she's so respectful and amazing. And Lillian, you were just a great student, and I hope you just continue to do great things because you are making like everyone's day when you walk into the room. And no matter what if someone's upset, you walk in the room, you notice, you say something, and they're automatically smiling and bright and happy again. And that is just so amazing. So we also have a class goal, and our class goal is actually to get 2 or less strikes as a class 4 out of 5 days of a week. So we are making sure that we're transitioning okay, talking at appropriate times, following directions, and etc. So we also have an individual goal in the hallways. As I said before, our class does struggle in the hallways and how to walk in the hallways as well as hallway expectations. So we have like a little goal for us. So as individuals, if we get 2 strikes in a week, we lose our lunch in the classroom on Friday. And it's not really fun to be eating in the lunchroom by yourself with no one else around you. So you obviously don't want to get 2 strikes in a week. And then we're going to wrap this up with some random acts of kindness. So you could just bring your teacher their favorite snack or drink. I know that can make their day because they're like, oh my gosh, this student is like so sweet. And then that's also going to make you smile seeing them smile. So that's also like really fun and fresh and great. So if you really want to make someone smile, you can leave a happy note for someone to find. So that's like, I know like you could write like, hello, beautiful. Like, I know that makes me smile when I read something like that. Or, continue doing great things. That's something I say a lot, that makes someone smile. And you could just also do something nice for a sibling or a friend. Because, obviously, I know sometimes we hate our siblings. I mean, guilty. I'm guilty myself. So, you could just do something nice for them. Whether it's getting them like a snack when they're coming down or something down the stairs. You could, you know, write them a happy note to find. Just do something to make them smile that you know is going to make their day. And just do the same for a friend maybe, because sometimes our friends get a little down and we don't want that to happen because then it makes us feel down. So let's not do that. But if you really want to make someone smile, you can help donate food. So you could donate food to a local food drive or a food pantry that, so that's really fun because I know there's a lot of people that need that kind of stuff right now, so that would be amazing. And that's it for Mr. B's Pot of the Week. Join us next time. Bye, guys.